From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
So get ready to buy some Raisinets from CVS and hide them in your purse, because this week we're revisiting some of our favorite games about movies. And if it goes well, we're going to make 5 to 7 sequels of this, maybe one prequel. Jonathan, when you go to a movie, what's your favorite snack to buy?
Well, you know, it's a movie, so it's a special occasion.
Yeah.
I like to splurge. You know how they have those bottles filled with water? And they're like 14 bucks. I get one of those.
Yeah.
A big water.
So much water
it's totally worth it. What do you get?
I like what I call a Mystic Pizza. That's a movie pizza. And the meat looks sort of suspicious, but you eat it anyways.
Yeah, no, I know that pizza. For the first act of our film favorites, we're joined by puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin and contestants Grace Ann Dorse and Eric Askenaze for a game called Dinner in a Movie.
Grace Ann and Eric, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Let's start with a word game. Dine-in movie theaters are opening up all over the country, so we took that trend one step further. Instead of dinner and a movie, we've inserted dinner into a movie. So in each clue, we've replaced one word in a movie's title with a rhyming food word. Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how about an example?
So in this film, astronauts crash onto a distant-seeming world, where vine-ripened fruit rules over the human race. The answer would be Planet of the Grapes, because grapes rhymes with apes.
Buzz in to answer, and the winner will be one step closer to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Ryan Reynolds stars as a wisecracking superhero who's anything but gluten-free. Grace Ann.
Brad Poole.
Yeah, that's right. Although in real life, we know that guy never comes near a carb.
Probably not.
No. He like lives on arugula and sit-ups or something.
Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, and Julia Roberts play a group of tender young cows living through love and loss in a small southern town.
Grace Ann.
You said cows?
Yes.
Do you know some part of the answer?
I know the movie.
Okay.
Young Cows.
Young Cows. Okay. Good answer. Not what we were looking for, but a good try. Eric, can you steal?
Veal Magnolias.
That's what we were looking for. Yes. Vegans cry twice at that movie.
In this 2002 franchise starter, Matt Damon tries to regain his memories while fighting off people trying to spread butter on him and eat his kernels. Eric.
Corn. Ultimatum? Born Legacy. Corn Legacy.
It's the franchise corn starter.
The Born. The Born. Memorandum.
Okay.
Corn solution.
All right, Grace Ann.
Ultimatum.
Grace Ann, can you steal?
The corn identity.
Correct. Oh.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves are extraordinary lovers who can only communicate with slices of angel food, carrot, and German chocolate left in a time travel mailbox. Grace Ann. Do you know the movie?
No.
Okay. It's going to be tough then. Eric, can you steal?
The Catrix.
Oh, that would be, I mean, yeah, they would have to change the costumes in that movie if they're eating cake all the time. But no, it's not the Catrix. We were looking for, is The Lake House. And we were looking for The Cake House.
That's a real movie?
The Lake House? The Lake House is. The Cake House, soon to be a real movie. Soon to be a real movie.
Or The Cake Tricks.
The Cake Tricks. The Cake Tricks is amazing. That is amazing. This is your last clue.
A New York City cop fights terrorists in a skyscraper by flinging globs of rendered pig fat. Grace Ann.
Die Lard.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Correct.
puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Grace Ann. Well done. You're one step closer to moving on to our final round.
Today we're revisiting some of our favorite games about movies, and what would a good movie be without a great theme song? Jonathan, time for a quick speed round.
Oh boy.
Can you name the theme song from each of these movies?
Okay.
9 to 5.
9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
That is correct. Footloose.
Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Correct. E.T.
E.T. by Katy Perry.
Ah, 3 for 3.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? She wrote that song even though she was born 2 years after the movie came out.
She's always been very advanced.
What an amazing woman.
When it comes to iconic movie themes, there's one franchise that we and Daniel Craig just cannot seem to quit. So we challenge our contestants Stephanie Golis and Julia Leffler to a music parody quiz called Something, James Something.
We rewrote James Bond movie themes to be about other famous people named James. I would like for you to answer the way James Bond would. So if I sing about the author of Finnegan's Wake, you will answer... Joyce. James Joyce. If you get the person correct, you will get the chance for a bonus point by identifying the Bond theme. The winner will be one step closer to moving on to the final round at the end of the show. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. When he was young and a rebel without a cause, this actor played mixed up young men. You know it did, you know it did, you know it did. He starred in Giant, he made East of Eden, but he drove much too fast. Died in a crash. Stephanie.
James Dean. I meant, oh, shoot.
Yes, but you would answer.
Dean. James Dean.
That's correct. And for the bonus point, what movie is that from?
Live or Let Die.
Yes. Yeah, I have to go to the judge on this one. Are we going to allow it?
Yeah, I think so. It's right. A conjunction problem. It's Live and Let Die.
I have seen 0 James Bond movies. So.
But yes, you got the bonus point.
You only live once. That's why this guy does everything. Acting, directing, going to school. This Spring Breakers star even hosted the Oscars once. The only time he didn't look cool.
Julia.
Franco. James Franco.
That's right. Do you know the name of the movie?
That You Only Die Twice. I have also not seen very many James Bond movies.
No, I don't think we can.
That one you get one chance to clarify that. That's not quite correct.
You only live twice?
Yeah.
One or the other.
Hear this guy sing, oh so mellow. He was married once to Carly Simon. Fire and rain, your smiling face. This guy wrote them 'cause he's good at rhyming. Who's this guy?
Stephanie.
Taylor. James Taylor.
Oh yeah, that's right. And for the bonus point, what movie is that from? Oh, you don't know. You don't know the answer. What is it, everybody?
Skyfall.
Skyfall, that's right.
Adele wrote that.
I knew it was Adele, but I had no idea.
Soul singer. He's the man called Soul Brother Number One. Sang Please, Please, Please. Such a bold singer. He did songs like Sex Machine and Cold Sweat. Often on his knees.
Julia.
Brown, James Brown.
You got it.
And that was Goldfinger.
That was Goldfinger for the bonus point. He does meticulous research. He interviews stars of the screen. That actor's studio guy. The man with the index cards. How resolutely does he search? He knows every fact, every scene. Julia.
I want to say Corden, James Corden.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
He does research very well.
That could be true about many people.
I like that you're like, I'm going to sell my answer. Maybe you'll change your mind.
That's not who we were looking for, let me put it that way. Stephanie, do you know the answer?
I can see his face because on Arrested Development. it's wrong. Carville, James Carville.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Who knows the answer? Lipton, James Lipton is what we're looking for from Actors Studio. That was The Man with the Golden Gun, was that one. All right, this is your last clue. From England, with love, he comes to us, he follows Colbert on CBS. A late, late night host who proved he had the goods in Into the Woods. Stephanie.
Corden. James Corden.
James Corden, that's right. Boy, spoiler alert, Julia. Yeah. Stephanie, do you know the name of the movie or song?
From Russia with Love?
Yeah, you got it. You got the bonus point. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Stephanie. You're one step closer to the final round.
There are plenty of famous siblings in Hollywood. The Baldwins, the Arquettes, the Olsen twins. But few get along as well as today's special guests. Coming up, an interview with writer-directors Jay and Mark Duplass, a.k.a. the Duplass brothers. And after that, an all-female remake of The Interview starring the Duplass sisters. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.